Leave Your Excuses After the Beep, a podcast created for anyone who has ever used an excuse to not do something that you said you would. Does this sound familiar?
From busy, overworked, stressed out moms to thriving moms, wives, and health coaches, Kitty Clemens and Kyla McComas are Midwest moms who are breaking down excuses and empowering others to do the same.
Listen in to hear which of our excuses we break down next. I'm Kyla McComas.
And I'm Kitty Clemens.
I just want to be clear, though. We want to make sure that you are starting today. Not waiting until 2024. Don't wait until 2024.
Oh, goodness.
So we'll all right. Today.
Hello, everyone. It's been a hot minute since we hopped on for an official live recording of our podcast, but we thought with the new year looming and today's topic that this might be something that we could share more actual video footage of our information and perhaps enlighten some of you with a few ideas about what to expect for today's conversation. So if you didn't catch the caption, this is episode number 41 of Leave Your Excuses After the Beep with Kyla and Kitty. And we are talking today about how to create a plan for combating your excuses in the new year. A little play on words, if you will, from our usual excuses. But I think after compiling 40 weeks worth of excuses, I think it's pretty apparent that excuses aren't going away. We have lots of them and we'll continue to come up with them, but we don't always have to live under, you know, the scrutiny of an excuse. We can overcome those and we can plan accordingly. And then when we start to see those repetitive excuses kind of creep back in, we can start to change our path and our plan so that we can eliminate some of the minor excuses so that ultimately we are reaching our goals at the end of the year, at the, you know, whatever, whenever it's important to us. So with that being said, how in the world are we supposed to create a plan about combating our excuses?
The whole thing of like, if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail, or if you don't create a plan, you, are setting yourself up for failure. And it's totally true because like how many times when you like see something or you read something or you're talking to somebody, does like those dreams or vision of yourself like pop back up? And that's it, right? So if you're not writing down your goals or, you know, your desires for your future, for you and your family, like they don't always pop up all the time. And you don't always like review that and see how far you've come and where you're going. And I really come to believe that once you start like putting those ideas and thoughts in your head, it's like things start coming into your life to help you reach those goals. People start coming into your life to help you, again, reach those goals. And it's crazy because it's like, you know, some of the things that I wanted to achieve was, you know, my whole fitness journey. And I found a really good friend that, you know, now we're, you know, really close. And she came into my life because I was like struggling going in and out of gyms and not being consistent and all those things. So I created that. And then the same thing with like, you know, Kitty, like she came into my life at just the right time because I was trying everything. And I probably signed up for every New Year's resolution too, until Kitty came into my life and she helped me set up goals, you know, for my health, for my business, for my family. And she continues to do that. So that's where I feel that, you know, you do need to set yourself up. You do need to write down those desires and review what has happened and what you want to have happen. So, Kitty, share a little bit about that. What are some strategies to help people reach that and feel good about that?
Yeah, I think it, just like you mentioned, it's important to look back at the year prior, because I feel that it's really easy for us to just say the same things every year. Like, I want to achieve, you know, I want to be in better health. I want to travel more. I want to be debt-free. I want to XYZ, fill in the blank. But without having specifics and actually finding ways to measure your progress toward those things, it can feel at the end of the year like maybe you've lost time or you wasted a year because you're not seeing enough evidence to make it feel like you were productive in that area or that you were successful in that area. So for one, I feel like it's super important just to have some actual goals. And we can talk about that a little bit later too. But having this idea of a vision board or a dream board can be a fun way to keep yourself motivated throughout the year. So for all of the fitness junkies out there or the health wannabes, having some sort of visual representation of something that you're going to either be, do, or have at the, you know, at different intervals along your journey can be helpful. I always have a desire to travel somewhere. So my vision board is full of beautiful landscapes that I want to see, whether it's mountains or there's a beach, because I always want to be in a beach. So just putting into perspective some of those things, but there's also, I've added like this crazy elevated hiking bridge, which I'm not really sure why there is a picture of that on my vision board. I am incredibly afraid of heights, and I don't know that that would be a great idea, but at the time it looked very enchanting. So maybe, just maybe, I will actually pull that off this year. But otherwise, just having that actual tangible physical reminder where you can actually see the things that you're working toward or the life that you're trying to create can be really helpful, just like you said. And that whole manifestation piece, I think, is really important. Like, it's that whole like law of attraction, right? Like, when you see things differently, that, you know, when you put your emphasis on a certain thing, that's what you're going to see. I'm drawing a blank at what it's actually called, but like when you decide I'm going to buy a new red vehicle, and then suddenly all you see everybody has that same red vehicle, and those vehicles were there all along. You just put your focus on it because now that's what you're paying attention to. Same thing happens with everything else in our world too. So having that, that whole manifestation piece of, if that's what you want to achieve, you have to keep telling yourself that, and you have to keep putting yourself in situations where you're going to be reminded about that.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get sucked into the busy chaos of everyday life, and you're going to blink and it'll be Sunday one day, and the next day you'll think it's Wednesday when it's really only Tuesday. And
are you trying to say something to that, Kitty? But I want to you to talk about like what you just said with a vehicle or you know, any other like goals that you set. Like, we want you to be specific. So we want you to you know, if you want that, you know, red convertible, you know, like not just say I want to be able to afford a car. It's get real deep into that. Like, I want to be able to pay for the car. I want to be able to have a red convertible, and it's going to look like this, or it's going to have the, you know, the bells and whistles that I want. Not just, I want a car. Get yourself in there of like, see what that looks like with either you in it or, like when you're going to go pick it out, that it's, I'm getting this or nothing at all, because this is what I have visioned for myself or for my family. And I'm getting that. Like when we say, I want to get out of debt, you know, not, okay, like, let's just say you're $50,000 in debt. Like, first of all, be specific on the amount, and then what that will look like of getting out of debt. Like, I will be able to put more money into the community. I will be able to support a family around the holidays. I will be able to X, Y, and Z when you write more than just the amount of what that looks like for you. And you can go into that physically too. I, you know, of course, if you want to lose weight, like, I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay. What does that look like for you? Like, if I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to look like this, feel like this. I'm going to do all these things, like, dig deeper than just the basic things that you hear all the time, but what you see, because there has to be a bigger desire of why you want to achieve that goal. And if you don't picture yourself into that future, your future self, then it's going to be harder to accomplish.
Yeah, it's really important to know exactly where it is that you're going. And then from there, we can backtrack and make a strategy, make a plan based on, you know, how long do you have, or how, what's the projection? Or maybe we need to figure out how long based on some of the logistics of, if you're buying that convertible, how much does it cost? What does it cost for that particular model with all the extras or what have you? Where are you going to come up with that extra money? Where is that coming from? Is there something that you need to, is there a car that you have now that you need to trade in? Is there some few things that you need to give up for a period of time? Some luxuries? Or do you need to manifest some additional income or be more strategic with the income that you do have, right? I mean, there's a lot to be said about how, you know, it seems that in our society that the more money we make, we tend to find things to spend it on. Like, we can be really frugal and be responsible with their money and such. And we think, oh, if I just make this much more money, it'll be this much more of a relief. Like, we'll be able to, you know, breathe a little easier. And then you have that increase in income. And then suddenly it's like, ugh, like, where's that relief we thought we were going to have? Oh, well, you know, your fridge died. You had to buy a new fridge, or your car died and you had to, you know, now you have a car payment that you didn't expect. You know, like, there's always something that seems to kind of filter in. So unless we're really intentional with, you know, planning and making a plan for our money and for our future, it can get a little hairy. And yep. Sometimes we have to break some bad habits, you know?
Hard. But yeah,
right. Not speaking
for say no to things now, so you can say yes to things in the future, right, Kitty? Like,
yes, exactly. You know. Sometimes we have to make some sacrifices. We talk about it all the time with people on their health journeys. Like, you're not saying no forever, just for a time to, you know, to truly get what you want. If you want something that you don't have, you need to change something that you're currently doing.
Yeah.
You can't just expect to suddenly, you know, snap your fingers and be this whole new person without physically changing anything that you're currently doing. I mean, that's just doesn't even make sense. And same with money. If you're not changing either your expenses or your income, you're not just going to magically be able to afford something in the future that you haven't planned for. So stop making excuses and make a freaking plan.
Yeah, because right? What you're doing is what you're choosing. So, and where you want to be at. And so I think that's great. I think, like, the whole side of course, you can do a vision board. Like, I have one posted behind me. I know people now do it as their screensaver on their phone. You see it all over. There's a reason why, you know, why people do that. And, or people print it off. So it's with them at all times. It's, you know, in the book that they're reading. So they're just looking at it as they, you know, read. There's so many things about that. And the other side too, is like, you know, type up that person that you see. Like, what does your future self look like with, you know, if the goal is financials, if the goal is to travel, like, where exactly do you want to make happen to travel? And where do you see yourself? Like Kitty said, she saw herself, she wants to be on a beach and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure she wants some things on the beach. Like, why not get like a massage and all that stuff while you're at it, right, Kitty? But anyways, she's seen herself on the beach. What does your house look like if you're looking at a house? So write those things down and be very specific on those things. And I also love the thing, I had my call, believe it or not, Kitty and I actually do, I mean, we talk a lot, but we actually had our business call on Monday, right?
And some work sometimes too.
Yeah, which we love, but let's be real. Also, some of the things that we talk about are things that she's going through or I'm going through, and, you know, strategies. But one of the things that she suggested to me, because she heard it through a training call, but again, this is how we learn and grow, is like, and I wrote it out. Kitty might have hers written out a little bit more, but I wrote out like the I don't want to, and then on the other side, I want to. So so I've been working on this, and she her and I talked about it. So Kitty, I don't know if you want to like share just some steps on that too. So, you know, whether it's a vision board, whether it's the I don't want to, or you know, some other strategies for the future.
Definitely. So when someone's, you know, first trying to figure out a vision board or goals and they've never done it before, it can be really daunting. I was definitely that person prior to jumping in with all of the coaching that I've received over the last 5 years. I truly, you know, there's that saying, like, your dreamer's broken. Like, I'd accomplished all the things that I thought I needed to accomplish and didn't really know what was up from there. Like, okay. So this can be an exercise that can help you if you are in that space. If you're not sure what it is that you want more of in your life, look at this exercise as a way to kind of help open that door for you. And so on a sheet of paper, you write out at the top, I don't want to dot, dot, dot. And you just list, take a couple of minutes and just list out everything that you don't want that you currently have. Maybe that I don't want to miss my kids' activities because of work. I don't want to ask for time off at a job. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to miss payments. I don't want to ration my vacation time, or I don't want to miss vacations, whatever. Like,
yeah, kind of. I could say a couple too. Like, I put on here what I was talking to Kitty about is I don't want to have someone else tell me how long I can go on vacation. And I said also, I don't want to have to choose between something I want or something my children want. I want to be able to do, you know, have both. And also going back to vacation, I don't want to be looking for the best deals when I travel. Yes, there is, you know, budgeting is great, but I want to be able to like, hey, if I want to splurge on a nice place or a cool adventure, like, I don't want to have to be like, well, that's a little out of my budget. I want to be able to do that without having to second guess myself or putting that on the back burner.
Great. And then on the flip side, for everything that you listed under the I don't want to, you make another category that says, I do want, or I want more of, dot, dot, dot. And for every negative thing or thing that you want less of, you flip the script and turn that into something that you want more of. So I want the freedom to be able to go on vacation when I want to go on vacation and not have my job tell me that I can do that. I want to be able to support my children in their sports and activities that they want to participate in. I want to be present at those activities. I want to be the one that's there for them. Or maybe it's, I want to be the one that's caring for my children and not having them in daycare. Or, I mean, it's totally up to you as to what your goals and dreams are. I mean, some of ours are financial, some of them are vocational, from a career standpoint, what have you. But it just kind of gives you some ideas about some of the things that might be meaningful to you or things that might strike a chord that maybe you've just thought all along that this is something I have to deal with or something I have to endure because this is just the cards that I'm dealt. But truly, you have the power and the opportunity to, you know, flip that script and create something different if you're not happy or content or fulfilled with where you are right now. And starting to kind of manifest that a little bit, put it on paper, it can help you to just be open to doors when they open for you.
Yeah.
If that.
Absolutely. And I think all this is great. And we could, you know, expand on this even further. But I think like when you're building a vision board or when you're writing out the I want to and I don't want to, whether this leads you to the vision board or, you know, vice versa, it's like one of those things, like when you're thinking of things to put down, it's like, yeah, what is your vocational? Like you said, like what job do you dream or want to have? You know, what you know, do you want for your family? You know, what does that look like? What about your, you know, community? You know, what does that look like? So, or, you know, trips or fun, like what fun, you know, activities that do you want to be able to go to or achieve and all those things. So, so when you're doing that, just think of some of those topics that are like really important to you and then dive deeper into a specific one. So, I love this time of year. It's like, I love being able to take down something from the vision board that I accomplished, add something mm-hmm. new, and, or really like ingrain this in my head of like, I don't, and I do. Like, I love this because I get to reevaluate, like you said, what I have accomplished and then mm-hmm. put up some new and exciting goals that I want to reach. So I hope you guys will find just as much fun as as we do. And it's so great. Lastly, it's so great at the end of the year. If you don't write those things down, it is hard to see, like, did I accomplish anything? Was I just like, you know, didn't do anything positive? I didn't grow, whatever. It's great when you actually like see it, like, actually, no, like these things happen, or I did this, or all those great things. So I think, unless Kitty has anything else to share, but I hope that you will start thinking about those things and write those down for 2024.